Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Joe from fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. You are listening to the captaincy video. If you'd like to check out the video, it is posted every Tuesday over on YouTube. Just search for Fantasy Football Scout. Thanks for listening. Hello and welcome to the latest captaincy video and podcast of the 2022-23 season. My name is Joe and joining me to pick the best captaincy candidates for game week 4 is Tom Freeman, Fantasy Football Scout's deputy editor. Tom, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks Joe. 50 points I think I got in game week 3, which feels okay. And Salah left it late, didn't he? But got the captaincy goal in the end.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I've got a 51 points and an improbable green arrow, which might reflect where my rank is at the moment anyway. But but I was very pleased with that, considering it was one of those weeks and a lot of popular choices didn't do so well. But a lot of our captaincy choices did okay. Not great, but they did okay. Before we move on, just want to remind people to subscribe and to like the video if that really helps us out, but also do subscribe, keeps you up to date with all the latest videos and podcasts that we do. Also, welcome to those that have joined us in the live chat nice and early. We've got Zedja, James, Cameron, Steve, Lewis, Pilot Wing, Burkina, and many more. Thanks a lot for joining us. Steve in the chat says he got 40 points this week, and then he's put FFS, which I presume means Fantasy Football Scout.
Absolutely.
And it's not anything else. It just means that. So you got, thanks a lot for giving us a little mention there. So what we'll do is we'll have a look at the fixtures, really. One thing I noticed is there's a lot of choice this week. Liverpool's Mohamed Salah can be the most reliable scoring captain to pick, especially after sides lost to Manchester United, looking to bounce back against Bournemouth this week. But then there's the effective ownership of Jesus, who was the biggest threat to my rank this week, and he's in my team, which is absolutely a ludicrous situation to be in, but that's where we are. There's Haaland, Kane, Son, KDB, many more. So looking at these fixtures, really, what really stands out to you as a good one for the captaincy?
I think there's one standout fixture, and that's Liverpool at home to Bournemouth. I'd put that out ahead. And then I think there's three other fixtures, which if you don't want to back the Liverpool man, I think you want to be looking at Arsenal against Fulham, Man City against Palace, and maybe Forest against Spurs as well. And I think those four fixtures are covering the four main candidates this week, which is Salah, Jesus, Haaland and Kane.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I look at that and I just see Liverpool against Bournemouth. I'd sort of penciled that in as good for the captaincy, but especially after that loss to Manchester United, they're going to really want to bounce back. And I mean, Bournemouth are going to bear the brunt of that. And I think Mohamed Salah is going to do well. I mean, even though they lost against Manchester United, he still comes away with a healthy return for those that backed him with the armband. Jesus against Fulham. Yes, I like that fixture, but not as much. We'll look at the stats, I think Tottenham against Nottingham Forest could be a good fixture. But I'm not sure about their home and away. What's your take so far, do you think, with Nottingham Forest home and away? Do you think they're a tougher nut to crack at their place?
Well, I think playing at the City Ground is obviously going to help them. Massive support there, and I think that's always good. But they conceded a lot of chances at home against West Ham in game week two. They're actually conceding over 20 shots per game across the first three rounds, more than any other team. They're bottom for XGC. But I do think that it could be down to so many new signings in that team, and it might take a bit of time for them to gel. So while I think they're an okay team, they've done okay so far, I still think they will give up chances, at least for a while longer.
Okay, yes. Well, let's move on to some stats I've got up here. So let's have a look at who are the worst defences so far. And that's showing that Nottingham Forest are statistically the worst, with expected goals conceded of 5.51. West Ham, surprisingly, a next worst. And then Everton, your team, Aston Villa and Leicester with the fantastic Ward, who I'll read out some stats on the Scoutcast tonight, but he's not very good.
Well, meanwhile, $4 million.
It shows that Arsenal, Manchester City and Brighton are the statistically the best defences. So this is indicating that Kane could get some joy here. And you have to go quite far down to get to, say, Crystal Palace, who Haaland are facing, and also Bournemouth, that Mohamed Salah. So these stats are starting to make me think, is Kane the best option for the armband, do you think?
Well, it's early days, isn't it? We've got three games of data to look at, and things like giving away a penalty, you know, can massively skew the XG conceded data and things like this at this stage of the season. It can rocket you up from being bottom to mid-table. But I do think Forest are conceding a lot of chances. But I think that Liverpool fixture, I mean, we see Bournemouth haven't actually given up. They've conceded seven over the last two against City and Arsenal. But the stats aren't actually too bad. Yeah. My issue with Bournemouth is they don't offer any attacking threat, which I think invites pressure onto them. They went to a 4-3-3 against Arsenal in the second half, which helped them at the weekend. But that, if they switch to that system at Anfield, that's going to leave them more exposed at the back. And I just see a team like Liverpool capitalising, even with the injury issues that they've got all over the pitch.
There's also rotation as well. So whilst I'm not suggesting that Harry Kane's going to get rotated, if Conte wanted to, he does have Richarlison as an option. So he's got a very solid fourth attacker there that can go into that front three. Similarly with Manchester City, and we know that Haaland is going to get rotated at some point soon, because Pep Guardiola said that. Once again, we'll talk about that a bit more in the Scoutcast tonight. But when it comes to Liverpool's attacking asset, I looked at the bench last night and I couldn't work out who could come on for any of them. No. I mean, they have to play at the moment, Diaz, Firmino and Salah, surely.
Yeah, they're stretched. Darwin's still suspended. Jota's out. Carvalho came on and did very well last night, I thought. But you'll probably expect, I mean, he's not going to bench Salah now, is he? In the current situation, they've only got 2 points from three games. They need to win, and he'll start the next few matches. The same can't be said for Haaland, who looks primed for a rest. Perhaps not this weekend, but perhaps that midweek round of fixtures in game week five, which will be something to look at next week.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Let's have a look at some more stats as well. So we've got the most attacking players so far. So, I mean, this is the top one, two. I think I did the top 10. Yes, it is the top 10. So I haven't excluded anyone, which is why Mitrovic is at the top, who could be a captaincy candidate, except he's playing got a tough fixture against Arsenal.
But
it shows that Haaland's expected goal involvement is expected to be involved in three goals so far, and he scored three as well. Zaha's up there as well, just under expected goal involvement, just under three, he says scored three. Kevin De Bruyne, another option there, expected goal involvement above two. Same with Jesus, above two, and he scored a couple of goals. But he's got that assist potential as well. And, you know, real strength of him is his array of points he can get. Rodrigo, a bit of a midfield sensation there in the game. Just over two expected goal involvement. Pascal Gross at Brighton. I'm still not quite sure how potent he'll be with the new left back coming in, because Trossard will move in a more attacking role. But anyway, that's probably only the true maverick would captain Pascal Gross, and hats off if you do. Mohamed Salah is there, expected goal involvement just under two, and he's scored two goals, and that's very similar to Harry Kane. And then Ollie Watkins, your man at Villa, is very close to Salah and Kane there, but scored a goal. I'm looking at this. What does this tell you with the latest attacking stats? Who would be a good option considering the opposition?
Well, I still like Salah, even with those injuries. I mean, he almost feels inevitable, Salah. Even last night watching the game, Liverpool didn't perform well at all, but he popped up with that goal when you needed him to. Three shots in the box. I think he created a few chances as well. I think if you're looking away from Salah, then obviously Haaland's right at the top there. I mean, he had three big chances against Newcastle at the weekend. He scored, he hit the post, he missed another one-on-one with Pope. And I just think with De Bruyne in that team, regardless of opposition, he's going to get chances. So I think that a home match against Palace, who are probably the best of those four defences we're talking about this week, with the main captaincy candidates against, they're probably the best defence. But this is Haaland, this is City. Do it against anybody. Then you've got Jesus as well. Bit unlucky in game week three. Had the goal ruled out from VAR. But Arsenal attack looks great. But I do think the Fulham defence with Palinha sitting in front and Harrison Reed, they probably look the best of the three newly promoted sides defensively at the moment. And that's making me side towards Salah over Gabriel Jesus this week.
Okay, well, let's have a look at our top three captaincy picks. Just a reminder to everyone to make sure you subscribe and do press the like button as well. Do subscribe, definitely, there. So here's our top three picks. I think you can go first this time. So who are your top three, and especially for our podcast listeners here who can't see the screen?
Yeah, so number one, I'll be captaining Salah, newly promoted opposition at Anfield. I think they'll be looking for a reaction this week. And he's such a reliable asset that I'm happy to hand him the armband again. Mm-hmm. Second, I've got Haaland there. I mean, I just spoke about him. I think he'll get chances against every team he plays, regardless of opposition. There was a bit of a lack of control with City against Newcastle at the weekend, but I think Pep will address that. I think Bernardo Silva will probably go into more of a central role, and just the volume of big chances he's getting at the moment, I think he'll never be a bad option for captaincy. Mm-hmm. Number three, Jesus, a decent option. I put him a little bit behind those two. I have more confidence in others. But saying that, he's getting a lot of chances. He's playing in a good Arsenal attack. My only worry with them is that maybe the points might be spread around those attacking players a little bit, with Martinelli, with Odegaard. Saka hasn't got an attacking return yet, whereas at Liverpool, I think the majority is going to go through Salah. So that's why I'd side with him in game week four.
Okay, well, my picks are slightly different. Top Mohamed Salah, all the reasons you just said. I'm not going to repeat them there. I just think it's he is a reliable pick. It's the fixture as well. So he just gets it for me in a week where there are slight question marks over some of the other fixtures. Jesus is there, just a broad range of points as well. He's got that assist potential, bonus, goals as well. I do think almost every game he's going to get a return. He's also, for those that are, we shouldn't be dictated by effective ownership, but literally he was the equivalent of a 40% owner against me, and I own him last weekend. So It was absolutely ridiculous. I cheered his yellow card. I welcomed his 4 points. I welcomed any goal getting ruled out. And so I do want to captain him soon. But I do think that Salah has the better fixture. And that's ultimately what you've got to go for. You've got to ignore that pressure there and go for the guy that you think is going to score more points. I think it's going to be Salah this time around. Harry Kane squeezes in a third spot for me. But Erling Haaland, you know, is you know, I could have picked him, but I've just gone for Kane. Security of starts. I'm not sure about the home and away. I need to have more data about Nottingham Forest. It could be that you target them away when they're away, sorry, and not captain a player when they're at home. I don't know, but on the face of it, I'm just going to go at face value. Their defence, they conceding a lot of shots. Henderson's making a lot of saves. A quality striker like Kane. When a keeper makes a lot of saves, if they're against a quality striker, then they should prosper. So I think Harry Kane's going to get some returns. But all of them are good assets as well. Just before we go, gone off the boil. Son has gone off the boil for us as a captaincy pick at the moment. And I think KDB still is a good captaincy pick, but I know some people are just struggling to get them in their sides. But Son, hopefully he'll be back again for us as a captaincy pick.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not really clicking at the moment for Son, is it? I mean, Kane's still doing reasonably well regardless. He's ticking over. He's got 2 goals in 2 matches, hit the bar as well at the weekend. But for Son, yeah, I mean, he just finished last season in such explosive kind of way that feels really underwhelming the first 3 games because he's not really been in the games. He's not been getting many chances. He's too good a player for this to last. But certainly at the moment, if you're looking at that Spurs fixture, you're going to go for Kane. And Son's being bought off a bit with Richarlison as well in matches. So his minutes is... I think Richarlison now feels like a bit more competition for Son than Kulusevski on the other side. So I think little things like that are off-putting, and it's a lot of money to have tied up in that player at the moment. And I think if you do still own him, of course he's going to come good eventually, but how long are you going to give him? So there's other options, isn't there? Salah, De Bruyne, in there, all doing well in midfield. So you might want to have a look at that.
So we're firmly with Salah this week, but there are other options as well. But good luck, all those listening and those watching, with your captaining decision. Good luck, Tom, with your decision to captain Salah, which is the same as me. So and bad luck to everyone else. But no, good luck. Good luck, really. Good luck, whoever you pick, as long as it's Salah. Thanks a lot. And I won't be back next week because I'm away, and I'm not sure what the schedule is next week because it's a bit different. But stay tuned. As long as you're subscribing, you will know. Good luck, everyone. And thanks a lot for listening.
Thanks, Joe.